We are releasing photos.
Millions across the world saw these photos instantly. And this video of the suspects on a surveillance tape from a store across the street from the marathon finish line.
Today, we are enlisting the public's help to identify the two suspects.
The FBI photos of Suspect 1 and Suspect 2, as they were known at the time, were instantaneously tweeted and retweeted, Facebooked and Facebook shared. This is the world we live in now. Immediate access, active citizen involvement.
This is a very serious situation that we're dealing with, and we would appreciate your cooperation.
So thousands of marathon spectators flipped through their cell phone photos and videos to see if they could match the suspects. They reposted the FBI website address. But the social media aspect had a downside. When the public made a mismatch and targeted an innocent bystander, FBI Special Agent in Charge, Richard DeLoria, warned against rash judgments.
Other photos should not be deemed credible and they unnecessarily divert the public's attention in the wrong direction and create undue work for vital law enforcement resources.
Eventually, police got a clearer look at both suspects, brothers Tamerlan and Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, and through Tamerlan's YouTube page, discovered his support of jihad, or Islamic holy war.
Everybody off the street right now, let's go!
In the end, it was not a printed news release, phone calls, or a news conference that announced the capture of Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. It was a Twitter message posted by the Boston Police Department. It said, captured, the search is done, the terror is over, and justice has won.
And here's how I found out, through a police two-way radio similar to this one. I was on the scene in Watertown speaking with a group of officers when I heard the Boston mayor's voice come through their radio saying, thank you and congratulations.
Sean Mussenden teaches digital journalism at the University of Maryland. He says this is the new normal for investigations.
But it's also the present, the modern media landscape in which we live, in which the audience is a huge active participant in these sorts of stories.
From surveillance cameras to cell phones to Facebook to Twitter to YouTube, the Boston bombing investigation relied on it all. But in the end, it was the public and their social connections that helped police crack the suspects' identities. In Washington, Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.
Don't run. Just stay with me.